Well, we're trying to put the evidence in, and the judges won't allow us to do it. We are trying. We have so much evidence. You probably saw on Wednesday of last week, we had a hearing in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. It was an incredible hearing. Unbelievable witnesses, highly respected people that were truly aggrieved. A woman came in and she wanted to vote. And they said, no, I'm sorry, you can't vote. You've already voted. Your ballot's in. She said, no, I want to vote on November 3rd. I've been waiting for so long to vote. I'm so proud. I want to vote. They said, your ballot's in. I'm sorry. And that was the story. And she was aggrieved. And you have many people like that, many, many people like that, at a level that nobody would even believe. And that's where it is, Maria. That's one story. By the way, that's one story out of so many different stories. You know, the poll watchers, and this is true with all of the states just about that you're talking about, I think all of them, they weren't allowed to have poll watchers. The Democrats and thugs. Now, I'm not talking about saying, could you please move over? They threw them out of the counting rooms. They weren't allowed to be in. They threw them outside in many cases. You heard the story with the people, they went out and sent for binoculars because they wouldn't allow them to watch. And during that period of time, a lot of bad things happened. Then they closed, as you know, they closed up the voting. And then unexpectedly, they closed up all of the counting. Unexpectedly, new ballots came in. And it was all new numbers being added. We have pictures and we have evidence of new ballots being brought into counting rooms. Maria, there's never been anything like this in history. And it all started with the mail-in, but it also goes to Dominion. It goes to a lot of things. But the mail-in, millions and millions of ballots being shipped all over. And ballots, as you know, there were a lot of ballots where it was just Biden on top. They didn't do anything else because they were in a rush. And from what everybody is saying, and from what I don't think we even have to prove this, they say that I was doing so much better than they thought that they panicked and they started just doing ballot after ballot very quickly and just checking the Biden name on top. They didn't have time. See, you have all these ballots with just one name check. People don't vote that way. People don't vote that way. They want to vote against taxes and they want to vote for judges and they want to vote for a lot of other things that you have on a ballot, you know, different races, including Congress. And they were just checked up top. Tremendous numbers of ballots like that. And that was done for the sake of speed. We have stories that are unbelievable, but we're not allowed to put in our proof. They say you don't have standing. I said I'd like to file to the lawyers. I would like to file one nice, big, beautiful lawsuit talking about this and many other things with tremendous proof. We have affidavits. We have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits, like the people that you saw the other day in Pennsylvania, willing to sign under penalty of perjury, you go to jail. Willing to sign, unlike Comey, who didn't go to jail for lying, by the way, and McCabe, who didn't go to jail for lying, which is an amazing thing to me. We might as well bring it up. But under perjury, you go to jail. We have hundreds, getting to be thousands. They're coming in all the time. And these are respected people. These are people that are putting their lives at risk. And they don't want to take the affidavits. Then they say we don't have proof. I wanted to file one suit, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, against, you know, and put everything in a one simple suit. And they say, sir, you don't have standing. I say, I don't have standing. You mean as President of the United States, I don't have standing. What kind of a court system is this? And the judges stay away from it. There is out there, Maria, because everyone knows you gave numbers. I had a number, 79%. It just came out. 79% of the Republicans think that the election was a fraud. And I hear 35-40% of the Democrats. But they're not going to put it down anyway because they're not going to say we think it. Yeah. But they all, I think most of them think it was a fraud. I watched you with Kelly. Look at the election. Look at the election you have coming up right now. You're using the same garbage machinery, Dominion. And she's going around Abrams. She's going around screaming that she's got 800 or 850,000 ballots. What kind of an election is this? She's going around collecting votes. What kind of an election is this? What kind of a country are we living in now where you can vote for months ahead of schedule? And then the other thing we have, and Justice Alito, highly respected, a great man. Justice Alito seems to have big problems, but the election ended and they gave people an extension to vote. That's never happened before. In other words, The election ended, but we'll give you more time if you want to vote. And what I understand is they didn't think it was good either. So they backdated all these ballots that came in. They had people, and we have affidavits on that too. They had people backdating ballots so that if somebody came in the 4th or 5th or 6th, which was illegal because the legislature didn't approve it, which everything has to be approved by the legislature. And they had judges making deals, and they had electoral officials making deals, like this character in Georgia who's a disaster. And the governor's done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. I'm ashamed that I endorsed him. But I look at what's going on. It's so terrible. But what happened in this election, Maria, I can't imagine has ever happened before. They stuffed the ballot boxes. You know, I've been hearing that expression for many years. You have to stuff the ballot. They stuffed the ballot boxes, and they used COVID as a means to stuff the ballot boxes. Joe Biden did not get 16 million more votes than Barack Hussein Obama. He didn't get it. Joe Biden did not get 14 million more votes than Hillary Clinton. And by the way, he didn't beat Obama in the black communities. You go to some of these communities where Obama is very, very popular, and he beats him in some of these communities. But all throughout the rest of the United States, in a black community, he does actually poorly. He doesn't do very well. But he beats Obama in swing states. Now, think of that. He beat Obama in swing states. You know that didn't happen. They stuffed the ballot box. Mm. Everybody knows that.